Is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll try to keep my part of this commentary in the morning under 5 minutes, so that we can hear from Diane and then hear from you. This Isaiah 57 is it just humbles me. I think the word of God humbles me. Period. But it definitely gives me much insight into my two natures. I have two natures. I have the nature that I was born with, which is the nature of the flesh, which tends to veer to wrongness. And then I have the redeemed nature, the nature that was given to me when I accepted Jesus as Lord and His Spirit was placed in my heart. And I must be truthful with you. I know less about that nature. I can go on and on, like I've said recently before, is that I can go on and on about my flesh. I can tell you how I act in my flesh. And the truth is that my flesh is not much different from other people. I don't know very much how to be righteous, and that's why I must stay in the Word of God, because He gives me a new language. He shows me the mistakes of other people. He shows me how righteous people act, and I can learn from that, and that's what I want to learn, and that's what I want to focus on. And in this chapter, there were lots of indication about how I act when I am in my flesh. Starting with verse 4, who are you mocking? I'm reading from the NIV. And whom do you sneer and stick out your tongue? And when I am rebellious and in my flesh, derision and mimicking, they're popular behaviors. And evil likes to take what is beautiful and truly godly and work hard to cheapen it. And this is why knowing the language and characteristics of my redeemed nature is vitally important. My flesh is familiar with the lowlife, and there's not much difference in my sin and your sin. That's why when we can go into these drunken laws, we have much to feel a camaraderie about. But the thing is like it says in Ecclesiastes 1, 8 through 10, all things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear of its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. And so I have to remember that when I'm in my flesh, same old, you know. And it says that the other part of 4, are you not a brood of rebels, the offspring of liars? God is truth, and the devil is a liar. And that's why my recovery has to be steeped in truth and honesty. And food honesty for me is right on the top of that. I cannot justify my overeating anymore. It is sin. And I have to remember that God has placed His Spirit in me to keep me away from sin. He does. But I have to keep my focus on that remembrance that is there, that I have that power. I can forget that I have that power to turn away from that is what is wrong. So this two-part program of what we do in the Bible for Food Recovery, where we are promoting a devotional life immersed in the Word of God, combined with a lifelong daily commitment to disciplined eating. We don't quit in getting our food clear, clean, and committed. And neither do we turn away from reading, studying, and applying the Word of God. When we read and study and immerse ourselves in the Word, we come face to face with that loving presence of Jesus Christ. And it's that love that keeps our hands out of the food. When we know how deeply we're loved, we don't want to be in the food. We see it for what it is. But I'm abstinent. I'm grateful. I'm going to